AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News, app.
I'm Rena Roy. Time is running out for Congress to stave off a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy so far won't take up a bipartisan Senate stopgap measure and still faces opposition from hardline Republicans. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill with more.
He wants to do a temporary funding measure, and he wants it to be about border security. But he has a faction in his House GOP conference who have said they don't want to do a temporary funding measure at all, because they don't believe that that is how government should function. So instead, they say they want to pass as many of those spending bills as possible and fund as much of the government as they can by Saturday, which is very much unlikely to happen by the end of that deadline.
Former President Trump will address auto workers in Michigan. He will not attend the second Republican debate tonight at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. After being expelled from North Korea, U.S. service member Travis King is back in U.S. custody. This is ABC News. New York City officials announced a licensed daycare in the city was raided as part of an ongoing investigation into ghost guns. Search warrants resulted in the arrest of three people, including two minors, and the recovery of multiple 3D printed firearms. UPS is hiring for the holiday season.
A lot of jobs up for grabs from UPS, planning to hire 100,000 full and part-time workers for the holiday season, mostly delivery drivers, commercial drivers with a CDL, and package handlers. The best part? UPS says the hiring process is easier than ever, taking less than 20 minutes for most applicants to apply, and nearly 80% of the positions don't even require an interview. Pay is competitive, multiple shifts are available, and so are permanent jobs for those who apply early. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
New home sales dropped nearly 9% in August compared to July, and mortgage applications for new homes fell 2% last week, now 28% lower than a year ago. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin native is back in the United States custody 2 months after crossing the border into North Korea. Officials say Private Travis King was transferred to U.S. custody in China after North Korea announced it would expel him. According to a Leader Telegram report, the North's official Korean Central News Agency reported King confessed to illegally entering the country due to, quote, ill feeling against inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination. Anti-abortion groups are calling on Milwaukee and Dane County District Attorneys to prosecute abortion providers. Planned Parenthood began providing abortions again after a July decision by Dane County Judge Diana Schlipper, ruling the 1849 law interpreted to potentially ban abortion did not apply to consensual abortions. Milwaukee District Attorney John Chisholm and Dane County District Attorney Ismail Ozan have both announced they will not enforce the law. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fiftieth and Xerxes in Minneapolis. More at vinaigrettemn.com. Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Matt and Brett here today. Jeff Stein joining us here in just a few moments. We'll talk about what it's like to get devalued. Hi, Brett. How are we today?
Hi, I'm all right. There was a nice little tool that the Washington Post came up that lets you determine your home's home value if you used Trump numbers.
Oh, does it? Washington Post? Okay, I got that on my phone. I'm going to go do it during the break, okay? I'll tell
everyone. Matt, your home is worth $6.8
million. Oh, God. Last night, the A's are in town. God bless them. You know, the soon-to-be Las Vegas A's. So I'm sitting there, and I get home, and I'm starting to put the show up and post the show up on the social media pages and stuff. And I've got baseball notifications on my phone, and dang, run walked in the first inning. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is good. Ding, Walner grand slam. Oh, Oakland. I mean, it just do they have a sad trombone everywhere they go?
Ugh. Yeah, they should. That's a terrible situation for with.
How many years are they going to have to play under the argument that there's no one that team's going to be leaving? They're going because they're not going to be able to move to Vegas soon. Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to be about a 3 or 4 year build on the new Vegas baseball park.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to play in Oakland. Hey guys, come on out. Yeah. No one's going to be at those games.
Yeah, and why would ownership invest any money in the team anyway?
Yeah, exactly. So that's a bad situation. But, you know, hey, this is that. Well, I want to point this out. That's what happens today when you're a community and you say, no, we're just not going to give you, you know, $4 billion to build a facility to a billionaire. Well, eventually, we'll just move someplace else. And that's how they reward the fans. And that's just how they do it. And so, yeah, that's your cost of sports right there. Joy. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Speaking of crime, we'll start the show off today with the crime report. And we got an update on the theft of the popular food truck, the Egg Roll Queen. And by the way, how dare you violate the Egg Roll Queen? A Woodbury man is charged with theft after prosecutors say he stole a backpack containing thousands of dollars in cash from a popular food truck and neighborhood pillar. Prosecutors say surveillance video led police to 18-year-old Frank Gums Jr.
What is he? It's like a 1930s mobster. Yes.
Hey, a known associate of Teddy Moeller's. That's like a Dick Tracy gang.
Exactly.
Hey Teddy Mollers. Hey, it's Jimmy the Incisors over there, you know. And where's the tongue? Well, I mean, that's, yeah. All right. That's the eternal question, isn't it? Frank Gums Jr., who's now charged with
Sorry.
I'm gonna have a hard time with this one.
Frank Gums.
He's gonna Is that what happened? I really is that. Sorry. Oh, and it's a junior, too, by the way, so dad's proud. Yes. He's now charged with felony theft for allegedly stealing between $20,000 and $30,000 from Mae Vang, known by many as the Egg Roll Queen, and may I worship you, for her for her popular army of food trucks and her penchant for helping neighbors in need. Besides the cash, court documents say there was also jewelry, electronics, and checks in the backpack that was stolen. They actually have this broken down pretty intently here on what exactly the bust as it happens. It all started September 13th when police were dispatched to a food truck parked in South St. Paul. The owner, who shared her story with Care 11, was identified as Mai Vang. She says her sister-in-law was running the truck when a man opened the driver's door of the food truck, grabbed her backpack, which contained a large amount of money and other valuables. Responding officers obtained surveillance video from businesses near the parked truck and were able to learn the license plate of a suspect vehicle and saw a male suspect with a female sitting in the passenger seat. Okay, so we got to the car. Investigators eventually spoke to a witness who identified the suspect as Frank Johnson. I would go with Johnson too. I mean, Frankie Gums is just, He said he had taken her red SUV that subsequently was used in the crime. So basically, knowing he was going to commit a crime, it sounds like Frankie Gums here basically borrowed someone else's car so that that car would be the one that was seen, but didn't apparently understand how cameras work and that he would be seen in said car. She said she would frequently contact Frankie Gums via FaceTime to get her truck back, and during one conversation, he showed her two green bags with a large amount of cash and checks belonging to the food truck. Genius. This is, once again, told to the police. Court document, because I can tell you right now, you borrow my car and then you use it in a crime, yeah, all bets are off on that point. Court documents say the truck was eventually located by police at a Bloomington hotel where staff said a room had been rented out to Frankie Gums. And they actually used Frankie Gums as the name. Officers obtained a warrant and searched the room, but it was empty. I can't do that joke. Police obtained a phone number for the suspect and traced it to a motel in St. Paul. There they found Frankie Gums and his alleged female accomplice, Susie Chomps. Sorry. It would be spectacular if her name was actually Susie Chomps.
She's got to have a name, like, if you're dating Frankie Grimes.
Imagine a BBC crime drama, only the criminals are the point of focus. It's Chomps and Gums.
It's a buddy cop.
Well, so. I mean, it was BBC. It'd be like a dentist's office where there's unrequited love. That's what it's like. Hello, Mrs. Chomps. So they found these two who tried to escape through a window. Good thinking. Both were taken into custody. When questioned, the alleged accomplice told investigators she and Frankie Gums were in South St. Paul on September 13th when they saw the food truck, bought something to eat, and went back to the car. She told Gums not to do it and insisted she didn't know where the money went, although she's with him in these hotel rooms. Detectives then spoke with the defendant, who denied stealing from the food truck, even when presented with surveillance video showing him stealing from the food truck. Oh, classic Gums. So Frankie Gums is in jail, and my guess is he's going to be in jail for a little bit here. I'm going to guess. And, yeah. Good luck with all that, Frankie. And, you know, Shamblot Dentistry, can I bring this up at this point? Shamblot Dentistry is a fine sponsor here at AM 950. If you've got gums problems, I mean, you need to give them a call. They can help you out. Flossing, dental work, they'll take care of you. They don't care if you've not seen a dentist in a while. Shamblot Family Dentistry, that's the place to go. Right? Did I get that right?
But he couldn't be Frankie Gums anymore. If he actually went to Shamblot.
It'd be Johnny Smiles.
Sorry.
Oh, God. What was the toothpaste they used in Arrested Development? Gleam? Was it Gleam that kept was the running gag on that show? Oh, gosh. His teeth. All those teeth, man. Frankie Gums, if you do need dental work, Shamblot Family Dentistry. Well, in a few years. 952-946-6205. Here's the other update we have in the crime report. So did you see the story? They accidentally released that one guy from Minnesota in Indiana. They released him wrongly. They apparently, in a segment from the movie Idiocracy, where it's like, I was supposed to be let go, or Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I was supposed to be, or not that Monty Python and the Life of Brian. I'm supposed to be let go. Are you? Oh, okay. Well, all my best. No, just joking. I'm supposed to be crucified today. U.S. Marshal Service says Kevin Mason, a homicide suspect from Minnesota that was mistakenly released from custody in Indiana, oopsies, has been located and taken back into custody. Mason was located and apprehended around 1 p.m. in St. Paul on Wednesday. I would like to extend my sincere gratitude and congratulations to the USMS for concluding this manhunt and safely bringing Mason back into custody, Marion County Sheriff Kerry Forstall said in a press release. I guess Forstall is the, this is the Marion County in Indiana. Our federal partners have kept us informed throughout the entire process. We are truly thankful for their assistance and wide resources, most specifically the task force partnerships with local law enforcement agencies that have allowed him to pursue Kevin Mason throughout the country. The mayor, well, don't act like, okay, so wait a second here. Can you really charge this guy with more crimes and keep him here? Because once again, he just gets a call one day and say, oh, you're being released. What? I am? Okay. It's not the prisoner's responsibility to make sure the jailers are releasing him on the right day. You know, you just, okay, I'm supposed to go. He gets released. I mean, that's the thing is, I mean, I don't get really the impression this guy was on the lam like that guy in Pennsylvania who Spider-Man'd up the wall. You know, that it was running through the Pennsylvania countryside for a while.
Yeah, a little different than that. I mean, this guy, you're thinking, what are you going to say? No, I'm supposed to be here a little longer. I mean,
no. Exactly. No, I'm here for crucifixion. Oh, okay. Good one. You almost had me there. All right. Pick up your cross out the door to the right. There you go. oh, Monty Python. Yeah, we're getting all the references in today. But, you know, yeah, no, if this guy just went home, so say, I don't know what the whole story is, and I don't know if we'll ever know the whole story. But say this guy, Mason, was just released. He said, okay, gets out of the prison, says, hey, I get to come home. Can someone come pick me up? Someone picks him up, drives him home. He's sitting home having, some pizza and watching Netflix or something like that. And they come kicking in the door saying you weren't supposed to be released. I mean, did the guy really do anything wrong? I mean, if that's all that happened, I hope they don't charge him with any additional time because he didn't flee. He was released. And that's a big difference. And I got to imagine, too. I mean, if they try to install this, if they went to a court and said, you know, you need to give him some more time because of this, that they would come back and they'd say that his lawyer would laugh them out of court. I mean, how do you accuse him of being the problem when he didn't do anything wrong? He was 28-year-old Mason was mistakenly released on September 13th from the adult detention center due to faulty records review by a staff member. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to get mad at someone, I mean, it doesn't sound like he killed anyone. It doesn't sound like he committed any crimes while he was out. You know, maybe he thought, hey, this is my lucky day. I'm going to turn my life around, goes home, and they come back. You don't know the circumstances here. I mean, I have no doubt in my mind they went into his house, arms, guns drawn and stuff like that to bring him on in. But I don't know if it's really something you're going to be able to necessarily hang around his neck, per se, in regards to culpability and fault. And that's more on the Indiana guys. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. When I come on back, apparently, remember when we were talking about Lifetime Fitness and they're basically telling old people, hey, the old wrinkly folks, guess what? You're not welcome all the time now in Lifetime Fitness. There's been a development on the story. We'll talk a little bit about that because as someone pointed out to me, this might not just be elderly people, which I'm going to be interested to see if Lifetime can survive a lawsuit on something like this. We'll come back and talk about that. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, this is Gina. Matthew, I will not read this next line.
I'll be your snookum wookums.
Fine. My husband is the sexiest radio host in Minnesota, Matt McNeil.
Dang straight.
When it came time to replace my vehicle, I wanted an option that was safe in the environment. I wanted a hybrid. My RAV4 hybrid is a greener vehicle without sacrificing style and comfort. I love my Toyota hybrid.
Toyota hybrids are incredibly fuel efficient. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Mental health challenges among our youth have reached crisis levels post-pandemic. Anxiety, depression, trauma, and addiction are at unprecedented levels among teens and young adults. Parents, if your adolescent, teen, or young adult is struggling with mental health challenges, empower them with a fresh start at Hazelden Betty Ford. Hazelden Betty Ford can provide a clear path forward for you and your children in network with most insurance. This message is brought to you by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
If you've made the decision to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved by diverting what can be reused and recycled from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota can do it for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, there are funds available to make the environmentally right thing to do comparable to demolition. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Okay, we might actually have to get to the Lifetime story in the second hour here after Stein, because I found the Washington Post price adjuster. So, thanks to Brett. Of course, if you missed the story yesterday, Donald Trump was found guilty of fraud because what he was doing was when he was trying to sell property or when he was trying to get loans on property, he'd grossly inflate the value of the property to make himself seem more, more wealthy. But when there was a liability associated with his property, he'd cut down to bare minimums. But the obnoxious part was how much he overinflated the cost of his properties. And this is fantastic. Washington Post giving, I'm going to give the Washington Post a credit on this one. The ruling walked through the scale of the inflation undertaken by Trump organization over the past 10 to 15 years. For example, consider the gap in valuation given to Trump's Seven Springs property in Westchester, New York. The judge compared it as appraised value with that was presented to the statements of financial condition presented it as potential investors. Notwithstanding receiving market values from professional appraisals in 2000, 2006, 2012, and 2014, valuing Seven Springs at or below $30 million, Donald Trump's 2011 SFC reported the value to be $261 million. And his 2012, 2013, 2014 SFCs reported the value to be $291 million. Once again, the actual valuation of his property was $30 million. Now, it's been interesting because there are some idiots who are out there trying to scream, well, it's what he asked for. Okay, it's not a freaking Van Gogh. You know, if you look at fine art, if someone pays $40 million for a painting, well, that painting's worth $40 million. But we don't allow that for real estate because that would be wild real estate speculation, and it would allow people to basically crash the real estate market at home. And you could basically, you know, outprice everything, and yeah, you can end up creating a mess. So that's why you have independent appraisers. And even when you do have a fine piece of art, there are plenty of independent appraisers who give their estimated value on it. And it might be a little bit more, go for a little bit more, might go for a little bit less. But that's what the case may be. But it's not the same thing. So these Republicans out there saying, well, I think my house is worth a lot more, too. I don't know what the big problem is. Well, you can't lie on filings. You have to have the actual price listed. And you sure can't say something that's worth $30 million is actually worth $261 million or $291 million. So basically, as you can figure out here, that the guy has been lying. The most contentious valuation was that applied to Mar-a-Lago, Trump's home in Florida, the cesspool that is the cesspool. It has been presented as being worth, by the way, is there anything funnier than a guy living in Florida talking about how he wants to drain the swamp? Really? 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 Good luck with your meth gators down there. It was presented, Mar-a-Lago was presented as being worth as much as $612 million in Trump's financial documents, despite restrictions on how the property could be used. An outsider appraiser put the value closer to $28 million. Just off a smidge. His excuse now is that, and by the way, listen to this. Well, the Saudis would have paid this much for it. What was that about the Saudis paying something for something? So you could just tell the Saudis a price and they gave you that much money? Oh, tell us more. I was doing dealings with the Saudis while I was president. Yeah. So a different approach. Here's what they've done. So you can, like me, now it doesn't break it down exactly. It goes by hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's how the scale works. So I've got this set at $400,000. That's more than my house is worth, but, you know, just kind of, it's the base scale of this. So say you own a house that's $400,000. Actually, I'll tell you what, let's do it. Let's go down to $300,000 because I think there's a lot of people in the metro that's their house. That's $300,000, I think, is pretty close to average in the Twin Cities metro, okay? So say your house is $300,000, but you want to value it like Trump did with his properties. $300,000. If you inflate the value to the extent that Trump inflated the value of Trump Tower, your $300,000 house would be listed as at $818,479, an increase of $518,000. That's, yes, more than double.
Yeah, that's a lot. You're more than doubling your home. Yeah, that's
a smidge. Mar-a-Lago, oh my God. This is unbelievable. So I want to make sure you understand. It's like you say to yourself, it was a common bookkeeping error at every one of his properties. He was doing this over and over and over again at each one of his properties, grossly evaluating. And once again, one of the easiest, this was such an easy ruling for the judge because they just hired a bunch of people to appraise the price of these things and they came in at minuscule amounts to what Trump was saying they're worth. So if we use the Trump valuation for Mar-a-Lago and applied it to your $300,000 house here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area, your house would be worth $4,636,191, up to $10,201,842 because he valued Mar-a-Lago at that much of that high. A $300,000 house, he valued it at $10 million. Jesus. And by the way, shame on every bank. Is there anyone, don't tell me the banks weren't somewhat deeply involved in all this. Have you ever tried to buy a house? The bank wants the appraiser to go through it and look at it. So how in the hell did this guy get these loans and stuff like this? Was he able to list stuff on documents? And at no point did the bank go out there and say, wait a second, our appraiser out there saying it's worth only, you know, $300,000.
I don't know about you, but when I went to the bank, I said, my home's worth this much money. And they just took me at face value. And said,
reckless speculation is always the best fiscal policy, if I can say.
They wanted no documentation. No, handshake.
Your word is good with us, Mr. Orange Man. And good luck eating that hamburger in your 70s. Your judgment can't be questioned. Jesus. Hello, bucket of chicken. I've missed you. If we took we took that $300,000 house in the metro area and applied the Donald Trump Seven Springs evaluation, that house would be worth $2,910,000. Using the inflation price applied to the property at 40 Wall Street, we would get a value ranging to $787,000 in 2011. Then there are the golf clubs. Inflating your $300,000 home in the same degree as the inflation applied to the club at Briarcliff, your house would be listed at $1,335,095, only off by a million. Only off by a million. If you used the inflation for his club in Los Angeles, his $300,000 club is actually listed as $1,061,000. The Washington Post at the end. Congratulations on your sudden surge in net worth and good luck in court. Good luck with all that. And yet, once again, because the national media, first of all, can I just say this? It's embarrassing how little the national media has covered this. This guy was lying through his teeth for years on the values of his property. And yet it's the mentality is today, sure, he was found to be a criminal, but man, he's got some plucky ideas for the economy. You know, like that's like you can just skip past this while at the same time vilifying Joe Biden. Oh, no one trusts Joe Biden with the economy. You know who I trust Joe Biden far more than? Donald. Oh, my $300,000 house is worth $10 million. $10 million. Can we apply the same thing to his weight? Let me just do the math here. Maybe this is the problem with his weight, is that we just don't get the right answer. Taking his 215 pounds, timesing it by, well, I don't know, 13. Donald Trump actually weighs 2,795 pounds. That's inflation we can all get behind, and it is a pretty big behind. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Jeff Stein joins us when we return. We'll talk about how you can mark up your properties later. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP or snapconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Paul Metza. Honored to tell you I've been broadcasting my Wall of Power Radio Hour show on AM 950 for over 9 years. We have had musicians that have played with Bob Dylan and Prince, local musicians, authors, comedians, CIA agents. My motto is cool people from all walks of life in all 50 states. It airs every Saturday night at 6 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
I'm Rachel Schroman, owner of Schroman Law, and I believe you deserve information. Our firm offers free quarterly estate planning seminars at our office in St. Paul. At these seminars, you can learn the basics of estate planning from an attorney to help you determine which estate planning documents will meet your needs and goals in an efficient and cost-effective manner. You can learn more and register at our website, schromanlaw.com/events. That's schromenlaw.com/events.
Hi, I'm Kelly Kirk.
I'm Chad Larson.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Your hosts for Searching for Service. Tune in to Rotary's influential show and podcast, sharing touching stories of service locally and abroad.
We bring you weekly guests that connect, inform, and inspire our listeners on all things service.
We highlight diverse service opportunities that appeal to both Rotarians and people driven to serve in their communities.
Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcast. It's time
to stop searching
and start serving.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for cloudy skies today with a high near 68. Tonight cloudy with a low around 60. And Thursday partly sunny with a high near 70. Don't just settle for what's in the cupboard. Elevate your meals with premium oils and vinegars from Vinaigrette. They offer the finest selection of extra virgin olive oils, balsamic vinegars, fused extra virgin olive oils, white balsamic vinegars, and wine vinegars. Vinaigrette is located at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis. More at vinaigrettemn.com.
Jeff.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert, noted author. You can find his books over at Next Chapter Books, totallyiowa.com. We have, of course, the Iowa Business Report and the Iowa Politics Report come to us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is joining us from today. You are there, correct?
I are here.
You are there. There you are.
I am right here in the studio. I don't feel like I really ever leave, but, you know.
Well, you don't, man. Okay, you and I are like, you know, kind of some sort of Greek twins. You go, you know, at one point, you know, you decided, you know what, I'm going to be professional in business and wear suits. And, dude, I'm slack or casual. I mean, it's just they have to nudge me awake for this event here. You know, it's you know, you and I definitely are taking different paths in our career.
They roll you over and put a different T-shirt on you. Is it the Savannah Bananas today?
Yes, Savannah Bananas. There you are. There you go. Yeah. By the way, I cannot wear the one I wore yesterday around this town, the Red Owl. You remember the old Red Owl grocery stores, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course. Right.
I cannot wear that around because I wore it yesterday, and then I just wear it again this morning because I'm going to go work out at the gym, and I just, you know, I'm not going to dirty up a different shirt. I'll just dirty that one up. And it took me an extra half hour to get done. Because I had people say, I remember every trip I ever made to the Red Owl. Let me tell you about it. And you're like, oh, my God. I can't wear that shirt to, like, a Twins game or a Vikings game. I can't go up and down the stairs without at least two or three people saying, Red Owl, that's a great shirt. And you're like, okay, all right, fine. I like Red Owl, too.
Wouldn't it be nice if they said, hey, guy in the Red Owl shirt, I love your radio show weekday afternoons from 3 until 5 on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Wouldn't that be nice?
Considering the demographic that's usually saying they like my shirt, I'm not sure they're fans. I think they've torn the knob off the TV on Fox News a long time ago, I think.
Well, you know, Brett's going to have to weigh in on this, but shouldn't you, when you're out in public, be wearing a station shirt? Shouldn't you be advertising for the brand? Shouldn't there just be this big AM 950 all over you?
Brett? I think there could be, yeah. We could get maybe one of a giant picture of your face on there with the Matt McNeil
shirt. I would not be against that. I would not be against me wearing just a shirt with my face on it.
That would clear out the aisle at the game, to be sure. But, I mean, truly, it's you go out and do a personal appearance. You wear a station cap or a shirt. Shouldn't it? Oh, this is what it should be. Brett, work on this. You know, logo, of course, big old face of Matt. But then it says, listen to me weekday afternoons from 3 until 5.
I think
that'd be fantastic.
If we just put the picture of my face on that, I already can see what's going to happen. They're going to like, I love the movie Powder too. And you're like, oh God, no. That's like, no. Hey, Shrek. You know, no, I don't know if I want to go down that road.
Well, I, it's a missed opportunity. Yes. Because you'd be a walking billboard. Just think how much Red Owl got in publicity, right, by you wearing the T-shirt.
If heaven forbid there aren't any more Red Owl stores around so that they could engage.
That's what I'm saying. They're not able to cash in. So you've already proven, you know, really you ought to be walking around in a shirt with sponsor logos. You ought to be like a NASCAR driver.
You got me a NASCAR bodysuit like the drivers have with all the station average. Oh, in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, I would wear that.
There you go. Okay, so once again, management of AM 950, pictures or it didn't happen. That's all I'm going to say about it.
So Trump's guilty of, I mean, okay.
I mean, okay.
There's inflating property values. And then there's what Trump, there is so brazen. We just did in the last segment, we took the Washington Post survey where you can basically go and type in your house value and see what it'd be elevated to under the Trump standard. And the one that's funny is a $300,000 house. would be worth $10 million under Trump's valuation process. And
okay. It's worth whatever somebody will pay for it.
But it's not a Van Gogh. No, it's not. It's not. Here's the part which I mean, not only clearly are they guilty, because this is not one time. It's not one misplaced decimal point. It is years and years and years of grossly evaluating the price here. But as well, I'm somewhat stunned the banks aren't also being hauled in on this, because when you went and bought your house, I bought my house. One of the things the bank always insists is make sure the property's worth what we're paying for it. And they send an inspector to make sure everything's on the up and up. Mm-hmm. At no point does it seem like when he was going to these banks for these loans and he was saying the Mar-a-Lago's worth $1 billion, they would say, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. We'll just, you know, handshake deal. There wasn't any kind of, you know, evaluation process that said, okay, you're wrong or you're right. It just is they took him at face value.
You and I have talked about this before, and we've talked about the fact that no self-respecting bank is going to take the valuation of a person walking in the door, and I don't care what their name is. It's exactly the point you made. When you buy a piece of property or you're getting a loan for a piece of property, they have an appraisal, and these are real-life certified appraisers, not ones you as the one getting the mortgage hire. So Matt McNeil goes in and says, you know what? I want to get a mortgage against the radio station, and it's worth $11 billion. They're going to say, well, we need an appraisal. So then Matt gets his buddy that he owes money to do an appraisal that says, yep, $11 billion. They're not going to accept that. No. That's why you have certified appraisers. So again, this is not to absolve Trump in any respect, but how is it that the bank is taking on a bad loan like this? Were they so just bowled over that Trump wanted to do business with them? Was it the power of personality? I don't get it, but it's quite a mess.
Well, and it doesn't absolve Trump or his family from this at all. I mean, it's a two-party system. You can't have a fraud on this level for this long without a lot of people involved. The only way you could,
and again, you're the one, let's say, getting the loan. You look at an appraisal, and it says $10 million. And you, in good faith, believe that that appraisal is accurate. And so you say, yes, it's worth $10 million. You could do that once, first of all. But second of all, you could do it if it didn't defy the smell test. Mm-hmm. $300,000 to $10 million? Or to use your earlier example. I mean, the common average person would say, that looks a little higher. So again, everything I just said, Matt, is on a one-time situation. How many times was this repeated for the Trump Corporation?
Well, and I'll even back you up and give them another out on this. Say you did have a faulty evaluator come on out and say your $300,000 house is worth $10 million. Right. It's one thing that in every form you list from 2009, 2010, 2011, you list $10 million, $10 million, $10 million. He didn't do that. He kept valuing and changing the value, which then, you know, even if he was trying to say that there was some sort of evaluator that was, you know, out of control, the reality is they kept putting different numbers down on paper, which means that there's someone should have come in every time. There is a lot of fault here, but this ruling against Trump, it really does pretty much wipe out his ability to do business in New York at this point.
You know, there was something, and you and I talked about this at a previous point. Well, by the way, put in a different number in different years. Well, it's inflation, you know, market's hot. But
it's $4 million more hot. Those eggs are pricey, man. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Well, and the other thing is, if you're the bank, how many times has Mr. Trump's businesses taken bankruptcy?
I think he's up to eight or nine.
I don't even know how many, but even if it was one, if you took bankruptcy and then went into the bank, aren't they going to look at you a little more closely?
Yes.
I would say yes. All right. So now go to this. I don't even remember what we were talking about here. It's maddening because when you put the dollar amounts on there, and this is something that's been rumored for so long, the New York Attorney General, and this was something Trump world was really going on and on about, she campaigned saying, you elect me Attorney General, and I'm going to get Trump. I mean, she basically said that. And they all said, well, it's ridiculous, et cetera, et cetera. But if you can prove it, it's not boasting, no. Right? I mean, it's if she went into this saying, I'm going to get Donald Trump. Now, I don't like that as a campaign slogan, okay, for a prosecutor. I want a prosecutor who says, I will, you know, bring everyone to justice. She lasered in on him. She got elected. And she's able to marshal a case. Okay, it may be she may be biased as all get out, but if there are facts to support it, it ain't biased.
Well, if you're going to give them that many facts, and I mean, it clearly is bugging Trump. I mean, he has gone ballistic ever since this, because this is his entire thing. This is, I'm a very wealthy, successful business person that's worth billions. And, you know, he still is worth millions. It's just he's not worth billions. And he just doesn't like the reality of that coming down on him. Cassidy Hutchinson. Now, you're going to be obviously one of the things you're very quick to say when we talk about individuals and their books that are coming out about anyone. It's one person talking here in the case. They do open themselves up for lawsuits. And funny story, a lot of times there's no lawsuits to challenge this stuff.
Yes.
When she's talking about Trump, and I'll just briefly mention this, the fact that if part of her story is that Trump was screaming, hang him, hang him, hang him on January 6th while he was watching this. Yeah, you know, I don't quite that revelation is that, you know, he was screaming about hanging Mike Pence while he watched the coverage. And the fact that when he screamed it, then it was all of a sudden being said by the crowd. That's just, you know, once again, you know, fascism 101. I mean, it's just it is terrifying to think that someone was in the White House of the United States. Once again, one person saying it right now, although, I mean, there's a lot of evidence that he was indeed encouraging this. But with Cassidy Hutchinson, the fact that we had a president in the White House allegedly screaming to hang the vice president while they were president is, I mean, that is beyond believable in regards to anything. I mean, it's like a bad Gerald Butler movie, for God's sakes.
Well, now you've just made the point of the right. It is beyond believable. Because is this not the same woman who was on the Trump payroll, personal payroll, for months after Trump left office? And isn't she the woman that also claims that Rudy groped her?
And what you're saying is this, is that, is it believable? But there comes a point when the 23 women that accuse him of sexual assault, the Fulton County DA, the federal investigators, the Jack Smiths, the fact we have boxes and boxes of classified documents in a bathroom. We now have all the fraud that's being thing. It's not like this is, an angel who all of a sudden has one person besmirching them. This is someone who this actually plays directly in their timeline. This is who they are. And if at this point, after all of this stuff, you look at Cassidy Hutchinson, it's like, well, just how can you believe her? Well, we can believe her because Trump himself admits to half this stuff. And, you know, that's the paradigm of the modern Trump supporter, is that you have to deny that he's done the things that he is actually bragging about doing.
Well, and the thing, and you said, and that's why I picked up on the phrase, you said it's beyond believable, but
it's Trump.
what have you heard from the White House that day previously? That he sat and munched on a cheeseburger and was enjoying what he was seeing on TV. Okay, if in fact you've heard that previously, and I think that is an accurate recitation of what we had heard previously, now you add a couple of details, does it then become much more plausible?
Yeah.
All right. Now, again, I can play both sides of this street very easily. Why is it she stayed on Trump's payroll for so many months? Because you need a job. Why is it that she saved some of these assertions until the book? Because that's what you do to sell a book. I mean, it's also
a lot of other Trump officials have also done.
Exactly. So the point is, I am not going to simply accept everything she says or reject everything she says. Haven't read it, haven't investigated it. It's just, again, there's so much. This is the thing. And this is where this is important to me anyway. This is the very thing, Matt, that leads a lot of people who voted for Trump twice and otherwise are disposed to vote for him a third time, that leads them to say, I'm going to look around a little bit because they like the Trump from 2015/2016 to the point that they voted again in 2020, but they don't want the drama. Mm-hmm. So let's just assume for the sake of argument that everything the young woman wrote in, well, they're all young to me. I'm 60 well,
you
years mean, old.
You and I the same, man. It's like, hey, youngster. Jesus.
Hey, little girl. Yeah. No, I mean, if you assume that everything that she said is false, it's still out there. It's still swirling around. And this is the kind of stuff that there are a lot of people who say, I like the guy. I like what he did. But I just can't do it a third time because there's too much drama. Yeah. And that's one of the problems. So again, assume that everything she says is a lie. It's still a problem for him from an electability standpoint.
But really, the person that doesn't come out well in this book is not Trump. I mean, he doesn't look great. It's no. Mark Meadows, who needs a sad trombone every time he walks into a room at this point. I mean, it's just, you know, it's... Meadows sounds like just the most pathetic human being. And the fact, I did love the thing that he's, you know, you've burned leaves, you've had a campfire, you've done these things, and you know how you smell like the campfire. That apparently Mark Meadows is walking around the White House smelling like he's been out roasting marshmallows all the time because he's been burning so many documents for Trump. I mean, there is just a caravan of lunacy that was in that White House. And to hear stories like this, it just is like, wow. And Meadows, who's already in trouble in Fulton County, and he's in big trouble now that they've kicked it back down to state court. He, you know, the fact is now you have all this out there as well. He definitely is a guy that's his reputation will never at best recover. He might end up being in jail at some point.
If you do not do a promo where your program is called, what was it? The Carnival of Lunacy? What did you just call it?
The Carnival of Lunacy, yes. Yeah. Or the Caravan of Lunacy.
I knew I should have taken notes. Yes, the Matt McNeil Show. A Caravan of Lunacy. That's the t-shirt.
There you go.
See?
With the sad trombone sound in the background.
A picture of Brett playing a trombone in the background. Okay, here's the thing with Meadows. Why did he take the job to begin with? That is something that has puzzled a lot of folks. He had a very safe congressional seat, as I understand it, as I recall. Why would you take the job as chief of staff in a short-term situation? Did you think that you were going to be the heartbeat away, not as a vice president, but you know, you could leverage it because you'd watched too many episodes of The West Wing and you thought that if he got reelected, you were going to be the power behind the throne? I don't know. But the fact that, again, nice analogy this time of year, you come into the house, you've been burning leaves.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, and so this is the thing. I don't know why he took the job to begin with. I'm not sure that he was terribly good at it. He tried to roll so that he wouldn't get charged. That didn't work in Georgia. Yeah, it's a real, I'm sure he's looking at the resume going, man, that was a mistake.
Well, maybe those boxes in the bathroom were actually labeled firewood. And let's face it, Mark Meadows was, if you're looking at a character from entertainment to compare him to, the Gimp from Pulp Fiction had more dignity. We'll take a break. When we come back, the shutdown in the government is going to happen. We'll get to that in a second. Jeff Stein joining us. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Now my show will be on Saturdays from 10 to 11 and replayed on Sundays from 1 to 2. You will get to the best of Ellie 2.0 with talking about idealism, with guests who come in and who are idealistic, who are trying to change the world, and you will get me, super idealist. Tune in. We can't wait to hear from you, and you'll hear from me Saturdays from 10 to 11.
Dinner's Supper Club invites you to enjoy drinks, a delicious dinner, and live music from both big-name local and national artists in a wide array of styles. Before or after your show, check out the new Maggie's Lounge, a perfect spot to visit with friends. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 with cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great atmosphere of Maggie's. Crooner's Supper Club off Moore Lake and Highway 65. A little piece of old-school nightlife in the 21st century.
Hello, I'm Todd Mickelson, host of a Satellite View podcast. It's hard to find clarity or focus here on the ground with the fire hose of issues and events. We go up high and look back on Earth from a satellite view, where we can gain our bearings and learn from the past to shoot for a better future. And have fun and laughs along the way. Go to am950radio.com, click the programs link, and find a Satellite View with Todd Mickelson.
Hi, I'm Mary T. of the Mary T. Family of Companies. Our new Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care is a bold reimagining of what assisted living can be. Our emphasis is on creative meals, outdoor walking paths, and a spectrum of restorative therapies and activities. We are founded on a history of care. We are dedicated to enriching lives. Learn more about Camellia Rose Assisted Living and Memory Care by visiting MaryTInc.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us for his usual Wednesday visit. And Jeff, I want to give actually the Senate a lot of credit, both sides on the Democrats and Republicans. They actually came together with a bill to keep the government open just to dangle over the House and basically said, we're being adults. We can get this done. You know, I do not have any faith that there, even though he's willing to apparently throw, you know, funding for poor schools, for hungry families, for hungry pregnant women, all that stuff can get cut to the bone. I just don't think it's going to be enough for McCarthy to get a bill passed without any Democrats on board.
Speaking of caravan of lunacy.
Yeah, my God.
I mean, here's where I knew that all was lost. When McCarthy comes out of the meeting, and people say, well, what's the holdup? And he says, I don't know what they want. They won't tell me what they want. When members of his own caucus who are standing in the way, you know, he says, what can I do? They don't have an answer. They just want to say the word no. And, you know, I mean, we talk about McCarthy's got to worry about people like Matt Gaetz. He's got to worry about Mitch McConnell. He just stole his lunch money, stole McCarthy's lunch money with this maneuver. And again, who looks like the adults in the room?
Mm-hmm.
It's not this ragtag bunch of Republicans, and stop complaining that you have such a small majority. That's your own fault because you articulated zero vision other than I want to be speaker. And that was it.
In Minnesota, we had a one seat majority for the DFL in the Senate, and they still got everything passed. And it was relatively amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, you bring up the problem, though. The problem really is this. You've got, you know, districts where a turnip with an R next to their name could win the seat. And then in what you get into those seats are people who are addicted to their TV time, their Twitter, you know, likes and their social media status, where their trolls come out there and praise them constantly. And when you have that, it's I think McCarthy's exactly right. I think these people, they just know that they're running down the street screaming with their arms waving, but that's how they get attention, and they love that, and you can't get them out because they're in districts which have been designed for a Republican not to be able to lose.
Well, and at the very least, you know, I think McCarthy just had finally had enough and said, fine, bring it. File the motion. File the motion to vacate the chair. I dare you to do it, because if they want to go to, you know, maybe it's just not worth it anymore to him, and I don't know that I would blame him, because, again, it's not like he's there to lead an agenda or a movement. He's already got the business card.
Would it help him? I got to imagine it would help his perception if he all of a sudden reached out to, say, 60 Democrats and say, what do you guys want? The most moderate Democrats.
That's the thing that the far right Republicans say will immediately trigger a motion to vacate. And I think at this point he ought to just say government needs to stay open. We're not shutting it down. Get a little coalition together. Even if, once again, you have a minority of Republicans, at least it's a governing body. And other than that, we're shutting it down by the time people hear this on Best Of this weekend. And look at that segue.
There you go. Nicely done. And by the way, you know, as much as they want to try, no one's going to blame anyone else but House Republicans on this in any way. So Absolutely. We do replay this on the weekend. You can get more Jeff for your dollar right here on AM 950. We'll put the Iowa Politics Report out a little bit later on. Hour two, that's coming up next. Thanks, Jeff.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us.
The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.